This is a Defocus Media production.
This is Lunch Date with Rachel and Kate, a Defocus Media production. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kate. Rachel, I do have to say that this is kind of different today.
How so?
Well, okay, so we are Google people. Always have been, always will be. That's just a part of our DNA. It's a part of our brand. It's just who we are. But, or as I was talking with my sister, our aesthetic. That's like her newest word. and so we did Google Hangouts since the beginning, but Google Hangouts is going to go away.
Yeah, it's really hard. Where are we going to hang out?
So now we're doing Google Meets.
Yeah, I went into Google Hangouts today and I just pressed like the camera button and it was like, no, I don't think so. Open this link.
Yes. And then I thought about, because I was like gonna invite you to a meeting and then I was like, what? And then I was like, and then there was like that duo thing. So I was like, well, do we do the duo?
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
I started clicking things and it got me scared. So Google Friends, we appreciate you, but we also, as much as we like change, we don't.
Yeah, we're trying to be flexible, but, you know.
Like, not with our technology necessarily. But this is kind of fun. It's different.
I mean, it's working.
Yeah. I mean, I can see you. You can see me. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. So, how was your week? Tell me more.
We had a snow day yesterday. We got about a foot of snow here in Pennsylvania. It's nice. And my day off this week is today instead of Tuesday. So it was like I could leisurely scrape my car and all of that. Pretty good. Yeah. How about you? What's your week like?
So my husband contracted the COVID.
No.
We love Evan. And we don't know how necessarily he got it because he's doing virtual school. But we still, I mean, even though we wear masks, like masks and everything, we believe in masks and we believe in the science of and washing our hands and doing all these things. But these are all precautions. They're not guarantees. And that's something that we had to come to terms with is it doesn't mean, even though we do everything right, that doesn't mean that we can't get COVID. So, but we're super fortunate because Evan is only had a stuffy nose and a headache for like a day. So that was about it. Yeah, so really, he had like 2 days where he just was kind of like, bleh, and then he was fine. So we've been super fortunate. I have tested negative with rapid tests twice. I get headaches a lot in the wintertime. I just get really dry and I just get headaches. And so I've had headaches for like the past 3 weeks. And so we're like, well, did I have it and then pass it on and just like didn't know because I get headaches and then, or have I just been negative and I just have been superwoman and never had it. and so I got my long test today so that I would be able to go back to work. So yeah, that's kind of our life right now is I'm just quarantining.
This surge like really kicked it up a notch. It went from like, oh, I knew a friend of a friend who had it. And now it's like, I know people who have it. It's a really scary time.
Yeah. And so, so keep wearing your masks.
Keep washing your hands.
Yes. Keep doing all the things. And if you don't feel good, stay home.
Please.
That's like the hardest thing that I think as providers to do is because we're like, oh, but I have to see patients. I have to see patients.
Yeah, but we don't.
Mm-mm. No, it's not worth it.
They can go someplace else. Yeah.
It's not worth it. And then, so I think we should probably get to the podcast today.
Okay, let's do it. What is on the menu?
So on the menu today is Christmas cookies, all different kinds. I'm talking peanut butter balls dipped in chocolate. I'm talking sugar cookies fancily decorated. I'm talking chocolate chip cookies because, I mean, they're chocolate chip cookies. The peanut butter cookies with like the Hershey Kiss in the middle. I'm talking anything that makes you feel happy on the inside, like for cookies and candies. And I don't want to, I don't want this to be solely Christmas. I want this to be all holiday cookies. So if you have a good Hanukkah cookie, a good Kwanzaa cookie, if you have a good, just, I mean, non-traditional, non-holiday item that you use and eat in the winter time, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I just want your winter delights. That's what is on our menu is winter delights. They usually occur in the month of December.
That makes me think of like the old stories about like elves leaving an orange in your sock.
Yes. If that is what you feel with your winter delight,
yeah,
that's what I'm talking about today. Because, and I want it to be all different kinds for all different people, because I want to, because we're doing the 20 things that we learned in 2020.
Yay.
Which, as we know, so our beginning of our year, we talked about our mantras for the year.
Yeah. Mine was, this is where I'm needed. And I should have just gone with stay home.
Yeah, I'm trying to find mine right now because I completely forgot. Oh, I am able. That's what mine is. I am able.
Yeah, you are.
And I am able to stay home. That's what it should have been. So we had big dreams for 2020 and then 2020 occurred. So
yeah.
But we learned things from 2020. We grew. So Rachel and I both have 10 things that we learned in 2020. Rachel, I'm going to have you start.
Okay. My number one is expect the unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Just be adaptable as you can. Easy come, easy go. Wearing life like a loose garment. All of that stuff. Even though I am clawing on to the things that I expect and I want them to come true. If they don't, you know what? Eventually I'll be dead.
Mm. Amen. I don't know what.
How about you?
Just to say. So, my number one is that I had a couple. Gosh, I don't know what to do with my number. Okay, so my number one is that a good mask is like a good bra. Hard to find, but once you find it, you're attached. You know?
Did I tell you I got a mammogram?
No. How'd it go?
Okay, so it was amazing. So I have this wonderful PA, and she's really cool. She's my patient. I'm her patient.
Oh,
and,
cool.
She was like, do you want a mammogram, just like a baseline? I was like, hell yeah, I do. So like I got it, and it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. Nothing about it was painful. But like I honestly don't think that like if I needed to get myself out of this machine, I could have.
Why don't we use this for eye exams? Because like getting people into a slit lamp and keeping them there is so difficult.
That's my favorite joke in the slit lamp is when a woman tries to get in and can't quite get in. And I say, this was invented by a man.
Yeah. And then they say, oh, but why haven't you invented something else? And I said, well, if I could figure this out, I wouldn't be here being your eye doctor. I'd be living on a beach somewhere.
Yeah. It'd be with the hog straight Ham Simpson.
Yeah, exactly. The hog straight Ham Simpson. Okay. So what's your number two?
Number two, this is a business lesson. I heard said to me a couple times, it's not personal, it's business. And I don't like that is the lesson. I don't like that. It negates people's feelings and it eliminates a little bit of empathy. Like people take things personally.
Yeah.
Okay, your turn.
My number two is there are so many things that you can negotiate in your contract that are not money. And that don't have any impact on the bottom line. That's your start date. That's how many days that you have to give notice before you leave. That is how long the contract is. That is, the work that you can do outside of the contract. Mm-hmm. I mean, like literally there's so many things that you can do that have no impact on the bottom line for that business whatsoever. Your flexibility of hours, saying like, hey, I want to be able to, I want to be able to come in 30 minutes later, like, or I want to leave 30 minutes early. Like you have options. You have options.
Yeah. That's actually on my list too.
Oh gosh.
Everything is negotiable. Be prepared and be playful.
Okay. So you are, that's your third. I'm going to make that. Your
yeah.
third.
That's my third.
Mm-hmm. Four things that I learned in 2020. How to crochet.
Yes.
And also when you start to crochet, everybody wants you to make things, which is fine, but they all want you to make them something. And I'm not that good yet. I'm not going to make you a scarf that's lumpy. I have a lumpy
There was a
hat
year that
already.
I made everybody hats and they were like too small, but I still gave them out. I was just like, wear it like a beret.
I am really good at making things too big. Like, I start with something
that's better.
And it's like, okay, a scarf is this wide. Like, this makes sense. Like, I measure it, and I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Wrong.
How wide is it?
It's Okay, so if we talk about stitches, I did 32 stitches for my scarf, which is so long. You don't need that many. Okay. You need like 12.
That's
half
cool.
The size. And that's from personal experience. And so if you're listening to this and you're a crocheter and you're like, no, 32 is correct, please, I mean, you could be more right. My experience with my yarn and my hook that I was using is 32 is way too long. And then also, I'm not good at making things. I am good at making things a little small, but my hat is ginormous. It comes down and covers my eyes. It's so big.
Oh, I bet it's so cute.
It's
that
so
ties into
big.
Another one on my list is okay, cool hobbies. The importance of hobbies. I haven't really found the hobby I want yet, but I know that it is important for me to stop thinking about eyes for like 2 seconds. And
yes.
I just like if I know, I mean, like if I'm allowed to just sit alone and hang out, I will go online and read about eyes. And that is not like I need more in my life. Mm. So I'm trying to get into calligraphy.
Wow.
And by that, I mean, I'm just trying to have better handwriting.
I can understand that. That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's I haven't really started. I'm hoping I get something calligraphy related for Xmas.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, because that's why I started crocheting. I've read more this year. One thing that I also have learned this year is the book Untamed by Glennon Doyle. First of all, if you haven't read that book, like you need to read that book. Is that I just need to become in touch with my knowing, is like really center myself. So I'm trying to take time to sit with myself and just know myself and know when something's a good thing or a bad thing or when things sit right with me or they don't sit right with me. Taking those moments, that's a big deal. That's a really big deal.
That's
just
great.
To kind of know yourself.
I love that book.
I do too. So, fun fact, I just got a signed copy.
Oh my God, how'd you do it?
Well, so Glennon Doyle signed a bunch of them and sent them to independent bookstores all over the U.S. because independent bookstores are closing like crazy. Mm. And so she did that. And so she sent some to my local independent bookstore.
Yay!
So
that's awesome.
I called them because I was like, hey, I'm in quarantine, but I want this. And they're like, yeah, we'll hold it for you. And my mother-in-law went and picked it up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it was pretty darn great.
Okay, so your last one kind of ties into this next one, and this is more of a Brené Brown one, and that values lead to understanding. So like understanding other people's motivation is really helpful for you, understanding why they do things. Understanding your own motivation is really helpful, just like understanding why you did the thing you did, like why you feel the way you feel, and knowing like what's most important to you, like values, check mark, done.
Yeah.
Your turn.
So wait, are we on number four? Five. I'm trying to count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. So my fifth one is that one. I see so, like, how many people you see in a day. Like, I had no idea. And that's just become so apparent in 2020. And it's really made an impact on how I think about things now and, like, how I do things. And, especially, I mean, just in general with everything, like with COVID right now, but just in daily life, like I think about how many people I see every day and the things that I do and all of that jazz. It just, I had no idea. And if you haven't thought about it lately, I just suggest you take a moment. Think about how many people you see a day. It just kind of just really impacted me.
Okay. This next one doesn't tie into that at all. But or actually, maybe it does. I just wrote down meetings can work. When we were in optometry school, I used to feel like, oh my God, we had so many meetings and they could have been emails and like, why so much information? But then when you don't have meetings, people feel like, well, nobody told me that. So that's one thing I learned. Meetings can work in moderation.
Exactly. I think using them effectively. I think we're learning how and maybe, I don't know, some of it. There was a lot this year. I'm so sorry. Jules is deciding that she's going to be our friend.
I'm enjoying it. She hit me with her tail.
Yeah, she did. She's in a sass mood. One thing that I did learn this year is there is always opportunities for you to connect with somebody else online and via Zoom and things of that nature. Like, I can't tell you how many, like, events that I went to via Zoom and things of that nature, that were really cool and really awesome, you know, that I was able to be hosted on, which was really cool. And so I think they're kind of tying into meetings of there is a ton of opportunities to be had in this world. You just have to be able to find them, as well as, I mean, I sit as the virtual advocacy chair for my League of Women Voters. And mm-hmm. with that, I took a bunch of our things that we were going to do in person and then flipped them so that they would be online. And so that was kind of how, so that there is opportunities to do things. Like, even though the world has stopped in a way, that doesn't mean that we need to stop connecting and things of that nature. Yeah. Kind of tying into your meetings.
That's good. Okay, so four more to go. Uncertainty is stressful.
Yes. Amen, sister. Can we talk about another thing that is stressful this year? What? And this is my number seven. TikTok is stressful, y'all.
Are you doing TikTok?
Okay.
Or just watching it?
So I have done reels on Instagram.
Okay.
I have done two. Yes. And
okay.
They took so much thought and so much effort, which is fine. And like, it just was, but I didn't know what I was doing. And now I don't even know what to think up to put on there because I don't know how to make them cool or like, I want it to be original. And I wasn't, I don't know. It just is so difficult. So then I downloaded the TikTok app because I was like,
love it.
Okay, let's do the real thing. And that is so overwhelming.
It's so funny because like, so everybody's just riffing on everybody else's ideas.
Yes.
So like, you don't have to be that original.
Yes, I know, but I want to be. And I think that's the thing in my heart is like, I have a creator's heart. And so like, I try to create things that like, and I think that's also my entrepreneurial spirit is like, I want to create something that nobody else has done before. And you can't. TikTok, everybody's already thought of everything. So then you log
Jason Derulo's out there.
Oh my gosh. Jason Derulo. I love Jason Derulo. Like, I went to his concert. I sat very extremely close. I wanted him to pull me on stage. Did he? No, but that's okay. I do know. I knew the girl that did get pulled up on stage and it was just, man. So this is a thing.
Okay.
So I love Jason Derulo. And then he started doing all this stuff. And I was like, man, he's even cooler. And so then I'm trying to like do cool stuff. But one, I have zero production experience when it comes to creating these digital things. Two. Okay. Let's just talk about the app for a second. You pull it up.
Yeah.
I sound so old right now. Like if my sister heard me right now, who is 12, she would be like, leave. She would just tell me to leave. Because if we talk about
TikTok, she would have left at the mammogram part.
She would have. She calls sports bras SBs because she can't say, she doesn't want to say the word bra. She calls them SBs. Oh, that's
cute.
Yeah, SBs. She's 12. It's all like, you say the word underwear and she's like, wah! So, so TikTok, then you open up the app and you don't even know where to start. You don't even know where to start. Because there's like all these hashtag things and you click on them, but then you're like, I'm seeing a 12-year-old and then a 58-year-old. And then I'm seeing like someone that's actually really good at these things. And I just want to, there's some that are like people just smoking pot, which is fine, but I don't really want to watch that.
And well, did you like set your preferences? Because I only get animals and people dancing.
Well, okay, I thought I did, but, like, your first few, because then I put on some, like, that I think are funny. Like, there's some, like, about relationships that are kind of cute and funny. And then, so I thought I should put that. And no, you should not put that always. And, like, so it just was so, and I just was like, I just kind of want to see everything. And it's just really overwhelming. And so I deleted the app. I downloaded it for an hour, and I tried my best.
Sometimes Bob and I will just sit during dinner and watch TikTok videos and they're all just animals. Just like, this woman has a beaver in her house.
I've seen that one.
It just makes dams. That beaver is famous.
And then have you seen the really skinny, like miniature greyhound, like miniature with a greyhound and it's like wearing all these different clothes and it's
funny. Oh, maybe.
Yeah. It's like cute. Gigi or something. I don't know. It's really cute. And so
was this yours?
Was this my what?
Your thing on the list that you learned? Yes. TikTok? Okay.
Yes. This is my number. Are we on number six or seven?
7. That was your number 7.
Yeah, that was my number good. 7. I just wanted you guys to know.
Okay, because I'm going to tie into it.
Okay, go try your hardest.
And you know what? I'm torn. Oh, God, I'm torn. There's two that kind of tie into this.
Okay, tell me more.
I'll go with this one. This is called Go For It. So, Kate, go for it with TikTok. Just try adding new skills and services, taking the time to figure it out, giving yourself the gift to be a TikTok influencer. I could see you out there flossing, doing the stanky leg, whatever the kids are doing, doing the Dougie. You could Cabbage Patch, maybe Roger Rabbit. How far back can I go?
I mean, we could do the Charleston. Okay. The Charleston.
Yes, 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 yes. Take it the all Charleston. The way back.
It's so cool.
Put on your SB and pull out that Charleston.
Golly, I'm old.
No.
So old.
No. Go for it, Kate. That's my number 8.
Oh my gosh.
But that's how I feel about vision therapy in my office. Like last year, I added medically necessary contact lenses and that went great. But it took a whole year to get it up and running. This year, I tried vision therapy. I still haven't got it started. I still haven't done a single vision therapy session. I've done a couple sensory motor evals, but like I'm just going for it, but not very hard, you know?
That's okay. Yeah, I think the other thing, and to tie into this, the thing that I learned most this year is to give myself grace.
Yeah.
Like I work on that every year, but this year more than most is like when I've had to say, and this kind of ties in with Glennon Doyle, is like the only person that I should never let down is myself. And so... Yes. I'm giving myself grace for moments that are hard, and two, I'm like learning to not let down myself. So like, if I don't want to do something, old me would have been like, oh my gosh, but you're going to say no and they're going to hate you and blah, 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 blah. And it's going to turn me into like an anxiety mess. But I'm like, you know what? Who am I letting down? Somebody else. Am I letting down myself? Nope. So I need to allow myself, I need to say it's okay. I can say no. And that's where I'm giving myself grace is to be like, so it's just kind of sitting in, you know, in that place. And it kind of ties back to my mantra this year of like, I am able, and like, I am able to say no, I'm able to give myself grace. I am able to do those things. And it's difficult, but it's also so, it's been kind of freeing. Like I set some boundaries this year.
Yeah.
And it was nice.
Good for you.
And it was good. Nice. Okay, so I'm down to number 9. This is our final 2.
Okay, number 9. Prioritize your health and safety. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't help anybody else if you're not healthy and safe. Mm-hmm. Safety is my number 1 value. Like, and that this year more than ever, it has shown, like, when somebody tests positive around me, I go into full-on panic mode. Like, if I don't have safety, I have nothing. Mm-hmm. I would rather quit my job than be unsafe. So, like... Our exams have changed. The scheduling has changed. Like, I don't take lunch anymore. I just work from 11 to 7, no lunch, and I'm out. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a sprint from when I'm there to when I leave. And I am happy about it. Like, I'm glad we made those changes. What's your 9?
Number 9 is to not sell myself short, too.
Mm.
There's a lot of opportunities and times this year where I could say, no, I, you know, like, oh no, that's just X, Y, and Z. But really, I mean, we did a lot this year. Like, it's easy to say, like, and I don't want people to think like they, if they feel like they haven't done a lot this year, that when people are like, cause I saw something recently where it goes, be careful of the posts that say, and just, you know, despite everything here in 2020, I still accomplished X, Y, and Z. If you didn't accomplish as much, like, that's okay because we were in a pandemic, but like you can still do things
to this year.
Yeah. Like you can still be like proud of who you are and your accomplishments, mm-hmm. but if it isn't everything that you wanted to do, that's okay. Like,
yeah,
but recognize that you did do things this year. Like you did, like mm-hmm. recognizing within myself, like I did a lot of stuff and it was really good. Like I gained 500 followers this year and that's been awesome. And so, you know, and like I'm working hard on making a good presence for myself. And so, yeah.
Okay. So my last one, number 10, and I think this is the best one. This is my best advice for pretty much all optometrists ever is you can always quit your job. Like, you can always quit. Like, if you are not happy, you can quit.
Mm-hmm.
You can reinvent yourself. There's a million things you can do. There's more to you than what you think there is. Like, you could do a whole different thing. You can have a whole different life. Mm-hmm. And it's not a matter of, like, just wanting to. Like, it would suck and it would be hard work and there would be a lot of changes. But, like, you could do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Oh, amen. Gosh, I love that one. So my number 10 is that I need to fight for those that are not as fortunate as me. And I need to take the discomfort of possibly doing things wrong or doing something wrong and sit with that and work through it and listen and do the right thing and work really hard to make the world a better place, because there are a ton of injustices in our world. And I mean, you and I have both worked through parts where we tried something and it didn't work, and or it wasn't the right thing to do. We've been criticized. We've been, but it that doesn't matter to me as much as it matters that we've fixed the world's injustices. And so,
yeah, I agree. Like if people are mad at us, that doesn't hurt nearly as much as like the actual injustice hurts. Like,
exactly. My world, my voice, my purpose to be here is to make other people's lives better, to make other people feel valued and cared for. And if I only pick and choose that's not okay. And so I'm always going to fight and work to make sure that those things are there. Also with that, so Brené Brown, again, one of our faves, she talks a lot about stepping into the arena. Mm-hmm. So like she says, like, one, like, listen to only people that are also in the arena, that are there, that are working to make themselves better, that are putting in the work and the time and are struggling with these moments. If you have somebody that says like, hey, that's not okay, and they are alongside you in the trenches, like working really hard, fighting the good fight, like that's when you take the advice. But a lot this year I've seen people hop in. And so they'll be like, oh, here's mental health. Like, mental health, mental health, mental health. Like, if we shut down mental health. And it's like, but where have you been to make the mental health better? Like, where have you been? Like, you're jumping into their arena. Don't jump out. Stay with me. Come fight with me.
Yeah.
You know, I see people that jump in and they're like, medical professionals. They're the best. And it's like, well, but where have you been? And why are you still trying to convince people that essential oils cure everything? You know, like... And like there'll be people that'll just kind of they'll just kind of dip their toes in, but then when it comes time to do the hard work, they're not there. And so, and then especially with like domestic violence, like I've worked, you know, donated a lot to shelters and really tried to support shelters that are doing good things and really tried to like work with them. And I know I can't devote all my time to all the things, but if I'm going to be able to say, I want to do something about this, I better do something about this. And like the homeless population and things of this nature. I mean, if I'm going to say, hey, I want to make a difference here, like I got to step into that arena and I got to be willing to fight with alongside them.
Yeah.
And I can't jump out just because it gets uncomfortable. You know,
it definitely feels like this is a year where donations are like my priority.
Yeah. Exactly. Because I can't necessarily donate my time to all these places. Wow, we did it.
Now I'm depressed.
And we even had a bonus one.
What was the bonus one?
My last one. Jump. If you're going to jump into the arena, stay in the arena with me.
Yay. That's good.
But I'm excited for 2021. I'm excited.
Me too. Except like part of me is like, it's just going to keep getting worse.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like what I'm excited for is that people just can't blame it on a year. Like right now, it's just like, it's just 2020 that sucks. It's like, no, we suck. And it just happened to be during 2020 that we all sucked the most.
Yeah. And we're going to continue to keep working and trying to make things better.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we're just going to keep making a difference. And like, we're going to keep going in that direction. Always and forever.
One foot in front of the other.
Yes.
We almost made it.
Okay. Well, until next time.
Bye.
Bye.